You're listening to SBS News.
As the number of COVID-19 cases worldwide rises towards 2.5 million, the European Centre for Disease Control says there have now been more than 1 million cases in Europe, driven by large numbers of cases in Italy, Spain, France and the United Kingdom. In the midst of the fight against the coronavirus in Britain, another fight has emerged between the British government and one of the country's biggest newspapers. The Sunday Times has published an article alleging the government responded far too slowly to the crisis, particularly in the areas of testing and personal protective equipment. It's also reported Prime Minister Boris Johnson missed 5 meetings of the key government crisis committee, known as COBRA, in the lead-up to the pandemic. But the government says the newspaper has published falsehoods and errors. And Education Secretary Gavin Williamson says it's not unusual for someone other than the Prime Minister to chair a COBRA meeting.
The Prime Minister, from the moment that it became clear that there were challenges in terms of coronavirus developing in China, has absolutely been leading our nation's effort to combat the coronavirus, making sure that resources and money is not an issue or a concern for any department, especially the health service, in terms of dealing with this. Many COBRA meetings take place, and I've spent many hours attending COBRA meetings where it's actually led by the departmental minister.
On the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, fierce debate continues on when and how to reopen the United States economy. The US has had the most cases of coronavirus, more than 700,000 so far, and the most deaths at nearly 34,000. But President Donald Trump is keen to get the national economy moving again, and he has some support, with street protests against the shutdown continuing. In the city of Denver, healthcare workers even staged a counter-protest of their own. However, Mr. Trump says the country will be open for business again soon, even if it takes lifting lockdowns in certain parts of states rather than whole states.
There are a lot of great things happening, and we're going to start to open our country. And we're going to do it, it's like, as I say, it's like a beautiful puzzle. A state might even be a portion of a state. You know, there are states, very big states, and you can have portions of states.
Mr. Trump says there will be more coronavirus aid for states in a later bill to be put before US Congress, not the current one that is still being worked on. He's also using the Second World War era Defence Production Act to compel the increase in production of swabs that test for COVID-19. The state most heavily affected by the virus has been Mr. Trump's home state of New York. There have been nearly 15,000 deaths in New York City alone. But the death toll in the state has dropped again, down to 507 people in one day. And whilst that is still a lot of loss, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York has seen the worst of its COVID-19 toll. He's used a sporting metaphor to urge New Yorkers to stay disciplined in their practices in the fight against the virus.
We showed that we can control the beast, and when you close down, you can actually slow that infection rate. But it's only halftime. We still have to make sure that we keep that beast under control, we keep that infection rate down, we keep that hospitalization rate down, as we now get very eager to get on with life and move on. So it's not over.
But Mr. Trump isn't the only leader in the Americas who has supporters protesting COVID-19 restrictions. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has gone several steps further, joining his supporters in a protest outside army headquarters in the national capital, Brasilia. Mr. Bolsonaro recently sacked his health minister and has been widely criticised for his cavalier attitude to the virus crisis, but he's rousing patriotic fervour amongst his supporters.
I believe in Brazil. We don't want to negotiate anything. What we want is action for Brazil. The old ways will stay in the past. We have a new Brazil ahead of us. Everyone from Brazil, with no exception, must be a patriot and believe and do their part so that we can put Brazil in the place where it belongs.
Todos, sem exceção do Brasil, tem que ser patriota e acreditar e fazer a sua parte para que nós possamos colocar o Brasil
no lugar de estar que ele merece.
Brazil has nearly 40,000 cases of the virus and nearly 2,500 deaths. There was plenty of room for more reflective feeling across the world, though, as many held subdued Easter celebrations due to coronavirus restrictions. Russian President Vladimir Putin has addressed his nation to wish Orthodox Christians a happy Easter. In Serbia, the Orthodox Church celebrated Easter behind closed doors. After a request to revoke an 84-hour nationwide curfew so worshippers could attend Orthodox Easter services was denied. Coptic Easter has been celebrated in Ethiopia in front of similarly sparse audiences. And in Greece, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has mixed religious celebration and medical reality in his Easter address. He says people can't risk their hard-won gains against the pandemic, but he also says the Christian gospel provides hope as people dream of brighter days ahead.
Το φως της Ανάστασης θα φωτίζει το δρόμο μας, μέχρι η ζωή να επιστρέψει βήμα-βήμα στους κανονικούς της ρυθμούς.
The light of the resurrection will illuminate our path until life returns, step by step, to its normal rhythms. Until then, let's not jeopardize what has made us an example to the world. We respect the experts, we show discipline with the rules. In other words, we turn our agony into determination, and we turn temporary restrictions into bright roadmap. We celebrate Easter at home, but with our sights set on the rebirth that is coming.
Worldwide, there have been more than 165,000 deaths, but more than 600,000 people have had the virus and recovered. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.